Thank you very much. Greg Coe's bringing us the news. It's gone at 6 minutes after eight. And on the line, we've got Tanya Kuru, who is an independent media monitoring analyst. We're going to be looking at the top news stories, stories which dominated social media during the week, from politics to entertainment. Tanya has it all. Tanya, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us this evening.
A very good evening to you, Lizzie. An interesting week it's been, and I think the top of everybody's mind this week is the Gaza story. I've been watching that, and I'm sure you have, with absolute horror, the images coming out of news and social media. It's certainly the biggest story across the world today. It comes in with a huge negative sentiment. You know, we put in an algorithm that tells us between positive, negative, and neutral,
what
the net sentiment of a brand is. And in this instance, that is Gaza under attack. And that comes in at minus 50.4% with a reach of 74 trillion engagements.
Trillion.
So that is a million engagements.
And so when we're looking at this sort of reach, this is a obviously this is a global reach if you're looking at a trillion kind of,
absolutely. And the interesting thing is South Africa enters the top 10 of countries.
Because I was going to ask, where is South Africa then, if it's such a huge global story, where does South Africa, is South Africa's sentiment also as negative as the global sentiment in general?
Absolutely. The negative sentiment is overall. It's across the world.
Mm-hmm.
What I found fascinating is many were saying that it's got nothing to do with the embassy being moved to Jerusalem. And the strongest word associations coming out of this massive amount of data is Jerusalem and embassy combined. And Trump has made a huge impact. A great day for Israel was his tweet, and that particular tweet garnered 54 million engagements. So that's
what is also interesting for me is that there's so many people of the Jewish faith that have come out to say, you know, that you can basically condemn or challenge the Israeli government's policies without being anti-Semitic. And that's something really important to just bring home when we look at this.
I completely agree. Completely agree. And, you know, South African Jewish community has been vilified during this story, and that's not right.
Yeah.
In fact, it's quite the reverse. I think the Jewish people in South Africa overall condemn what's happening, and if anything, they want peace more than anything. So that is tragic to see. I've seen that come across in a lot of social media. But it's certainly a big story. It's a story we shouldn't shy away from. It's a tough conversation, and we should certainly have it. But there have been other stories, Lizzie, and we can move on to something a little bit more
lighter, please.
Perhaps,
yes.
Like the
royal wedding.
The royal wedding. Yes, the royal wedding coming in as the third largest story across the world.
Now,
certainly a big talk of the town is Meghan.
Her family.
It's fascinating. You know, you have this something old and something new. So I've come up with my own. Something old is the Queen.
Something new
is a different racial line coming into the royal blue blood family.
Something borrowed.
Something borrowed is the tiara she's wearing.
And something blue.
Something blue is definitely Meghan Markle's sister. Samantha is. She was called a vulture by Piers Morgan yesterday with her book. And I don't know what the story is with her dad, but there's lots of scandals.
Well, her dad paid money from the paparazzi.
He's having open heart surgery. But he also staged some paparazzi story.
Yes.
And yeah, it's drama.
And then, of course, her cousins arrived even though they weren't invited to the wedding.
Exactly. So I bet the Queen is, I'm not sure how the Queen is feeling right now, but I'm sure it's not a state of happiness. Here's another one that caught my attention, Lizzie, and it's been driving me nuts all day. Yanni and Laurel. Have you heard about this
Please,
story?
Can you tell me about Yanni and Laurel? Because I have absolutely no clue what that is about. And I'm not a social media person, so please, you know, Twitter, slap me back later. But I don't know anything about these two. Please enlighten me.
Okay, for you and the listeners who haven't heard yet, there is a recording. I don't know if you remember the color of the dress. Some people said it was blue and some people said it was gold.
Yes.
All that. Okay, so it's a bit like that, but now it's audio. So you have this audio recording playing a word over and over again,
uh-huh.
and some people hear the word Yanni and other people hear the word Laurel.
Oh, my word.
I was convinced. I was convinced that Yanni was what it was saying, and that it was just some sort of Facebook hoax to get people's data. But it turns out I'm in the minority. Most people hear Laurel. So check it out on social media. It's a bit of fun. It's a bit weird. Makes me feel a bit creeped out because we only seem to hear what we want to hear.
Uh-huh.
But Yanni or Laurel? That's question, and that is the second largest story across the world today.
The second largest story. Oh my word! Now I feel really bad for not knowing it. Now I just like I'm uninformed.
There's over 3 million unique hits on that particular story in the past 24 hours alone.
Now, of course, in South Africa, it wouldn't be South Africa if we don't have any political stories. And Dalil, you know, Patricia must have been Auntie Pat. She must have been on the list.
Auntie Pat now gets to wear her ceremonial mayor.
The chain.
Chain only.
She has phoned. She's called back to give back the chain.
And then, of course, the DA was under fire again this morning because of Marietta Okum.
Yes.
And her CV, social media reacting really, really funnily to that with all their made-up degrees, etc. So that was quite funny. A good news story, Tumamina. President Ramaphosa today launched the Tumamina campaign.
Yes.
It's coming with a huge positive sentiment. You're looking at a good 65% positive about that particular campaign. It's about time we had some good news.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we had Barcelona and Sundowns. And that was also kept me entertained all week because yeah, these memes of these Sundowns players just drooling on the pitch at Messi and Suarez.
I don't know how people actually were like, because my dad actually asked the question, why are people driving so far and then they sit so high up in the stands that they can't even see these guys playing on the field? So I was like, but it's about the atmosphere. Yes, it's to take the selfie and to post it on social media so that it's one of the leading stories of the week.
Absolutely, your father's completely right. It comes in with the biggest positive sentiment across South Africa. A good 321% rising day on the day by the hour into the positive territory. So a really good feel-good story. I see Julius Malema and the EFF introduced themselves to the Barcelona team. I'm not sure if they knew who the EFF was, but the EFF certainly took the opportunity and made a fuss about it on social media. So you're quite right about the selfie story.
Just to round it off, of course, not great news, but it's also something that has become a very sad reality in our country, and that's the political killings in KwaZulu-Natal.
And underpublicized as well. It certainly needs more traction than it's getting in the media space. It's the smallest story on the charts this week. Comes in with 23% negative press, but also climbing about a good 300% hour upon hour. But the story itself is the smallest story, and it deserves a lot more political attention. I'll tell you another political story. It's Kali Creel, and his apartheid denialism came in as...
Was not a crime against humanity.
Yeah, it wasn't a crime against humanity, Lizzie, just so you know.
It was just an inconvenience.
Genocide. Yeah, 37% of the nation did not agree, and a good minus 56% is the, minus 84% is the net sentiment of AfriForum. So their reputation is tanked right down to the very bottom.
Is it only minus 84%? I'm sorry, I feel really, you know, hard done by the fact that it's not reaching the 90s, close to the 100s. So you're saying to me that there's like 15% of the population that think that, you know, this is the thing to do.
Is that 15% could be a neutral report.
Okay. Good to know.
Story. So having a negative 84% ratio is so damaging, like you can't recover from that. The statistic from a media perspective is for every 1% negative, you need 20 times positive to bring your brand back into the neutral phase. So at minus 84, they've got a lot of work to do if they can ever retrieve their reputation.
Tanya Curry, as usual, it's been absolutely fascinating. Really appreciate you taking the time out on your Friday evening to chat about exactly what's going on in social media and also actually what's going on in the minds of the of South Africans, because these are the things that we tweet about. So thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate your time.
You're so welcome, Lizzie. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You too. That's Tanya Curry, who is an independent media monitoring analyst, and we're talking about the social media stories that made the news. We'll have some